Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hiya, boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Well, have you enjoyed your summer? It's almost gone. After Labor Day, everybody goes back and works for the government. Oh, who told you you were free? Just answer that question. Who told you you were free? If you knew all the people that you're carrying in this country, you would be sick. You're carrying the House. You're carrying the Senate. You're carrying all the committees. Do you know we could do away with 80% of the government and not feel it? It is absolutely ridiculous. I got a picture here. I'm going to share it with you. It's a picture of Obama's dog, and he's flying solo. It's a dog sitting in the cockpit of a little toy plane flying solo. And it says, if I was a pig, I would fly to Martha's Swineyard with the demo camos. Yeah. He sent an Osprey helicopter, a fighter jet, to bring a dog to rescue his dog from the White House, from the heat of the White House, and bring him all the way to Martha's Vineyard. And I'll bet you, if you got out your little calculator, you would estimate the mileage to be about the same distance it takes to fly three guys, still alive out of Benghazi. But we couldn't get there because Adolf Hitler was sleeping and his orders were not to be disturbed. Didn't I hear that once before? And then I got another picture, and it's a dog on top of a big jumbo jet. And he's hanging on to the jumbo jet, and he's saying the guy with the pooper scooper just fell off. Sequestration is not for dogs. That would be cruelty to the Democrats. You missed the sequestration safari. We had a whole aircraft carrier, 52 vehicles, a sniper team, 5 Hercules planes. But the ambassador and the 3 others who shall be nameless, according to the communist media. Every time they announced the 4 guys, they said the ambassador, whatever his name was, and 3 others. They could never name Smith, Doherty, and Woods. They could never name the 3 others. But Ambassador Stevens must get recognition. Yes. Thank you, Charlie Chrysler. So let's see what we got in the emails here today. We'll read you a few emails. Look who's crashing the 911 Muslim march. You hear there's a Muslim march. I call it the 911 terrorist march on Washington. Apparently the word's out that bikers are going. 2 million bikers. Oh, that's going to be an interesting day. Yeah, the million terrorist march is canceled. Yeah, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. Unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We lost our country. Every day you lose a little bit of your freedom. I got a sad commentary from a veteran, a real Spirit of America guy. He's up in his 80s. Like that 88-year-old Marine that got beaten to death with flashlights by two children from the ghetto. The Marine lived in the ghetto, too. And he was waiting to protect Lady Fair, who was coming to meet him at the Eagle Lodge. And he didn't want her to come out of the parking lot unassisted. And these two guys finished off a guy who took a bullet in Iwo Jima or Okinawa. How bad is that, huh? A nation. Look at Chicago. This mayor, Rahm Emanuel, he is the scourge of God. This guy, his people are being murdered in the south side of Chicago. Every night they're killing 10, 20, 30 people, okay, with guns that they buy from drug dealers. And because if you want drugs, you can get guns there, too. You know those guns that the NRA doesn't sell? Yeah. If you want, like the guy says, give me an 8-ball and give me a Mach 10. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. They want to get rid of guns, but they want to legalize drugs. This way they won't be able to buy the guns from the drug dealers. You don't think the drug dealers aren't going to be selling legalized drugs? You don't think they're going to have specials? You don't think they're going to cut the price? Yeah, unbelievable, man. You people have no idea what you're doing to yourselves. Jesus was right when he said, Father, forgive them. They have no idea what they're doing. Yeah. Well, let's see what we got here. We'll see what the latest from Malzberg Talk. Poor Steve Malzberg. He got railroaded. He got kicked out of New York by the left wing. They got Malzberg. They got Glenn Beck. They may be working on Bob Grant and Hannity right now and Rush Limbaugh. But God always leaves a window open, so you never can tell what's going to happen. Now, let me see what we got here. I'll give you some. Here's a guy that got an article that says, Black thugs, you're making it hard for us to believe you're innocent. They're children. They're only children. Did you ever see the pictures of children in Africa that in order to live, they have to kill their parents and gun them down with Russian-made AK-47s? You know that sarin gas that was dropped in bomb form on the Syrians? Where do you think that sarin gas bomb was made? You think they bought it from us? No, they bought it from the Russians. The Russians have all that stuff. The Russians will be glad to help you out. Have you met Antonio West? Antonio West is an 11-year-old boy. I'm sorry, an 11-month-old boy. Yep. While the death of Trayvon, killed by a white Hispanic, was given national attention to the exclusion of other things of importance, such as the Benghazi event, the IRS scandal, the Fast and Furious gun running scandal. That Fast and Furious gun running scandal, all those guns went to dope dealers, courtesy of Eric Holder. 2,200 guns, 50,000 to 70,000 dead Mexicans killed by Eric Holder's guns. 2,200 guns is enough weapons to create 4 regiments of narco terrorist fighters. 500 per regiment. You think about that. This boy is a cute little boy. He's got like brownish blonde hair. He's got blue eyes, a big smile on his face, and he's sitting in a little crib-like chair with a red shirt on and a big smile on his face. And 2 children from the ghetto stuck a gun between his eyes and pulled the trigger. Yes. You won't recognize me. My name is Antonio West, and I was the 13-month-old child who was shot at point-blank range in the face by 2 black teens who were attempting to rob my mother, who was also shot. A grand jury of my mama's peers from Brunswick, Georgia, this took place in Brunswick, Georgia, determined the black teens who murdered me will not face the death penalty. Too bad. I was given the death sentence for being innocent and defenseless. His family made the mistake of being white in a 73% non-white neighborhood. But my murder was not ruled a hate crime, nor did President Obama take so much as a single moment to acknowledge my murder. I am one of the youngest murder victims in our great nation's history. No longer great, son. You might be leaving early, because we're on the road to hell. But the media doesn't care to cover the story, the communist media. Never forget that. Of my tragic demise. President Obama has no children who could possibly look like me, so he doesn't care. And the media doesn't care because my story is not interesting enough to bring them ratings so they can sell commercial time slots. There is not a white equivalent of Al Sharpton, because if there was, he would be declared racist. So there is no one rushing to Brunswick, Georgia to demand justice for me. There is no White Panther Party to put a bounty on the lives of those who murdered me. I have no voice. I have no representation. And if you were 11 months earlier, you wouldn't even be recognized, kid, because they're killing all the kids in the womb. The party of death, the Demo Camo Party. This kid has no voice. He has no representation. And unlike those who shot me, right between the eyes, while I sat innocently in my stroller, I no longer have my life. Not, you're not alone, kid. We kill 4,700 American babies a day. A day. You know, that's the entire KIA count for the Americans in Iraq, in the Iraq War. It's 4,700. And we kill 4,700 American babies a day. We're also terrorists. We're baby terrorists. So while we're seeking justice for Trayvon, please remember to seek justice for me too. Tell your friends about me. Tell your families. Get T-shirts with my face on them and make the world pay attention just like they did for Trayvon. Won't happen, kid. America has no Liberty Bells left. So let's see what else we got here. Oh, there's trouble in Egypt, you know that, right? U.S., little doubt Syria used chemical weapons, says Jim DeMint. Okay, let me see what we got here. Ghetto commandos. Let's see what that one is. Have you met the Obama commandos, the ones that shot a 13-month-old white baby between the eyes, the black mob that beat up two white social workers, the ones that beat to death an 88-year-old Okinawa Marine veteran with heavy flashlights, the three who shot a white baseball player in the back for fun, all the one-punch knockout commandos who sucker punch old white people for laughs? The Obama message is impeach me and I will sick my dogs on you. This guy only wants legal guns owned by white defenders. Like Hitler said, why would you need guns? The SS will protect you. Trayvon was a hoodie looking to score swag. He figured Zimmerman was a pushover. He figured wrong. His parents have split $1 million and now a foundation to milk the cow. Trayvon's mother of her first, oh, wait a minute, to milk the cow. And now a foundation to milk the cow. Zimmerman was a pushover. Trayvon's mother of the first 4 years made out. His real mother of 14 years can't even get her phone calls returned. Did they finally pay her off too? All that glitters is not gold. Go deep. Take a good look about what's being perpetrated on the American people. Let's see what else we got here. Judge rules. I hate news reports that say judge rules. I want to hear judge somebody. I want to see the background, their bank account, fluctuations, their religion. Which mosque do they go to? Is it the bomb-making mosque or the throat-cutting mosque? What is their sexual persuasion? And is there a goat's picture in their wallet? The Pentagram, or formerly the Pentagon, has been infiltrated by sissies with no combat experience. All the warriors have been replaced by Obama bin Laden. Ask General McChrystal, and never forget, demo camos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield. Just ask Dougherty, Woods, and Smith, plus the witnesses who were there and are now under muzzled house arrest, just like they did in Burma. YouTube SEAL Team 6 is sacrificed. YouTube, copy of Benghazi 911 call. YouTube, American Crossroads, Abu Tam. Give you a tune, you want a tune? Tea Party. That's 42 minutes, you don't want to hear that tune. 1,000,000 to 1 we'll give you.
A 1,000,000 to 1.
Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood leaders facing criminal charges is this. Was the Obama administration paying bribes as large as $850,000 a year to the Morsi government that were distributed by top ministerial level officials to Muslim Brotherhood leaders with the direct involvement of the U.S. Embassy in Cairo? That's why all those protesters out there were cursing the woman that's the ambassador to Egypt. WND is in possession of an official document from inside the Morsi government. That's World News Daily. An official document from inside the Morsi government that lends credibility to a report published in Arabic by an Egyptian newspaper in Cairo that lists the charges brought by the current military-controlled government against Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood leaders. Do you know that I was sitting with guys who are running this country today? It's the age of the Aduas in America. And they did not know who Chelsea, the guy that just changed, the leaked at 700,000 memos, Manning, Private Manning, changed his name to Chelsea, and now he demands hormone shots. They didn't know who he was or what he had done. They didn't know about Major Hassan, who he was and what he had done. But they know a lot about baseball and football. They can tell you what Manning, the other Manning, had for breakfast this morning. But anyway, as the teletype is coming in, it's saying Obama is going to Egypt to rule. Yeah, oh my God. So, as seen above, WND, and they have pictures of these records, and they're in Arabic, and then they got the names in English of who got paid. WND has obtained official records from the deposed Morsi government in Egypt with signatures documenting monthly gifts paid to Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Egypt by the former Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Qatar, Hamid bin Jassim bin Jaber Al Thani. Al Thani is the ruling family in Qatar. If you ever want to know who the ruling family is in any of these countries, get a phone book. They're on the front cover, on the inside, the front cover. the document was seized, just like ours, when you get a phone book here, and Obama's on the inside front cover, Kerry's on the back. The document was seized from Egyptian government offices in Cairo when the Morsi government was deposed by the military July 3rd. As translated by former PLO member and native Arabic speaker Walid Shubat, the monthly gifts listed in the document amount to bribes paid by the Morsi government to leading Muslim Brotherhood members in Egypt, including an annual payment of $750,000 to $850,000. Shubat explained to WMD the names listed on the Egyptian government document correspond to information the Egyptian newspaper Al-Masroun had just published in Egypt, reporting that the Cairo district's attorney's office had begun investigating alleged bribes the U.S. has paid through its embassy in Cairo to the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to escape. You know that, right? Now, if somebody came, if you were president and somebody came running into your office and you know that 3,000 Americans died and we're up to 10,000 in the jihad war, and they said, we know where Osama is, would you take 4 months to make a decision? Those 4 months would give Osama time to escape. I'm surprised they didn't fly a drone in to get him out of there like they flew the drone into Iran. Yeah, untouched. The sources of the complaint stated that among those receiving bribes paid in U.S. dollars from the U.S. include Mohammed Badieh, General Guide of the Muslim Brotherhood, Khairat al-Shatr, Deputy Leader of the Muslim Brotherhood and Businessman. Yeah, that's like John Gotti. This is the John Gotti of Cairo. Mohammed Beltaji, the Deputy Head of the Freedom and Justice Party, the Muslim Brotherhood's political party in Egypt, and the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood group, Essem El Erian. Then there's Abu El Mahdi, head of the Wasat party, and Essem Sultan, a deputy head of the Wasat party. What this document suggests, as Shubat explained, is that the report the Egyptian newspaper Al-Masroun published in Cairo may be correct in that it appears the U.S. government was paying monthly bribes in U.S. dollars with payments as large as $85,000 a month to top Muslim Brotherhood. Why not pay them the bribes? That's not a lot of money. We print it, man. We print it. What do you need? Tell me what you need. A half a mil? Give me 3 minutes, we'll run off a half a mil. Get those presses rolling, boys. To top Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Egypt, with the money being passed from the United States through the U.S. Embassy in Cairo to the Morsi government. I wonder who goes to pick it up, huh? And do they have photos of the inside of the building? Shubat stressed to WND that the signatures seen in the document mean it could be used as evidence in the upcoming trials, scheduled to start on Monday, actually today. Shubat also noticed that the names listed in the document match the names in the Egyptian newspaper. Reading closely the Al-Masroun report, Shubat concluded the document is likely to be among the evidence the current government of Egypt plans to introduce. The charges being brought in Cairo and next week include not only bribes being taken in U.S. dollars from the U.S. embassy, but also murders and assassinations, prison escapes, sniping at and the indiscriminate killing of demonstrators and spying, or being a double agent collaborating with foreign governments, including the U.S. and Qatar. The criminal charge being reported against the Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Cairo suggests that these are major trials about to start. So, there you are, my friends in America. Your government is dirty. Dirty, dirty. Yeah, what's new? In 5 years, Obama has undone all of the gains that we made since 9/11. But you're not going to hear that from the press. They have other things to cover up. They're very busy covering. You win, Obama loses. That's not true. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not concerned about bad-mouthing Obama, making fun of Obama. You got to make fun of the next person that's going to take his place. Start the crusade against Hillary Clinton. Start chipping away at her now. Obama is a lame duck, and there's nothing we can do about him unless you want to try and impeach him. And here's an article I got to read because I talked to somebody about this today. I said, I just seen the headline, and want to be baptized? You'll need a permit for that. And they said, impossible. This is America, the land of the free. Yeah, the land of the free for who? Not for you. So let's see what it says. Want to be baptized? You'll need a permit for that. If there's no activity Americans once freely enjoyed that the federal government does not try to control and dictate, take this agency's attempt to get into the salvation business. For example, did you ever hear about the $225 a month every GI lost in income because of sequestration? I wonder that $100 million that Obama sent to go to the bathroom in Kenya spent. Do you think that he could have spread that $100 million around to the GIs who he took $225 a month from? Huh? You think that could have got a little salvation? I hear them talking on the radio tonight about Petrobras. I think that's the Brazilian oil company that we funded with tax money so they could drill oil for the Chinese. They took our deep water oil rigs and sent them all down to Brazil. And now Brazil is investing in getting oil in Africa. Yeah, what goes around doesn't come around. Okay, a decision by the superintendent of Missouri's Ozark National Scenic Riverways requiring churches to obtain a special use permit to baptize members in the park's waterways has been rescinded following the intervention of a Missouri congressman who had a gun. The waters became troubled when members of the Gladden Baptist Church in Salem, Missouri, were unable to access a section of Sinking Creek where they had been baptizing converts for nearly 50 years. In that time, members of the congregation would accompany a pastor and the baptismal candidates to the water's edge to participate in the service. The elderly and mobility impaired were taken to the sandbar site in vans. That all changed when the Park Service placed large boulders blocking the sandbar to vehicle traffic. You know what this is? This is a meddlesome atheist that's at work here. Including wheelchairs. They say blocked large boulders so the wheelchairs couldn't get through. Faye Walmsley, ONSR's public information officer, told the Salem Times a special use permit has been a requirement for all First Amendment activities. Yeah. You know the day is going to come when they're going to charge you for the air you breathe. They're going to tax the air you breathe. You're going to have to pay by the gasp. You'll have to wear a gasp meter around your neck and then put coins in as you breathe regularly. Public demonstrations, press events, religious services, and for the past 25 years, but we have just never actively used the authority until 2006. Yeah, part of the great move. Kill Christ in America. Yeah, people are afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it. I know I'm under house arrest already. Even so, enforcement of the policy was largely targeted at preventing scheduling conflicts, such as two weddings showing up on the same day at the same location. When a lifetime Gladden Baptist minister and Sunday school teacher Dennis Purcell contacted ONSR Superintendent William Black, he was told the boulders would stay and that the church baptism would require a special use permit. To maintain park natural cultural resources and quality visitor experiences, specific terms and conditions have to be established, Black said in a letter to Purcell. Black is an errand boy sent by clerks to collect a bill. At the time, Black promised to streamline the process. Yeah, he's now working for the IRS with a master application for permits valid for 7 days. This week, Walmsley said, in the future, churches would be given an exception and their permits would be good for 1 year. While there would be no fee for the permits, churches would be required to give 2 business days notification. The 2-day notification is a conflict for Gladden's people. If the Holy Spirit is working on Sunday, you're going to baptize a Sunday afternoon. You may not know ahead of time, said Purcell. The streamlining doesn't change anything. It's more government regulations, my friends. Some you're going to like and some you're not going to like, but you're going to have to abide by the law or they will drag you by your heels. Yeah, to the hangman. God help us all. We're all be unraveling as Americans. I have never seen... a friend of mine went up to Maine, and he thought the people up there were wonderful. He thought they were great. They were all polite. And he felt sorry for them because the town that he was in had a population of 10,000. They had a sawmill that was their main source of income. The sawmill is shut down, and because it would cost $100 million to refurbish it and streamline it. You know, that's the price that Obama spent to go to Africa to kill a chipmunk with an aircraft carrier and 52 motor vehicles, 5 Hercules aircraft, and the sniper team in case the boogeyman came to get him. Unbelievable. $100 million. See, you could have put a sawmill in a small Maine town up and running. And he said he walked through the town and all the stores are all closed. And he found the foreclosure notice on the floor of one of the stores. How sad, huh? A dying America. Newburgh, New York, is right on the Hudson River. I was up there for the first time in a long time. It sits right on a nice spot on the Hudson River. It looks like a ghetto on the Hudson. It looks terrible. It looks like a war zone. Now, in that town in Maine, there's 10,000 people, and the sawmill was the only major source of income. How many are on welfare in that town? How many are on welfare in Newburgh? How many are really on welfare today? What do they say? Half the population can't afford to pay its bills? Are we ripe for a revolution? Who's going to strike first? Yep. It's really sad. Why should we go Egyptian military? I totally support the Egyptian military. And you can't impeach Obama, but you can try. He has undone any progress we have made in the Mideast. He insults Muslims with great gay pride parades in the Iraqi embassy. He has replaced combat officers with lackeys. He appoints people who offend the local culture, whatever it is. He can leave a baby to die at the side of a hospital sink, but send a dog on vacation in a Marine helicopter. He insults Marines by making them hold umbrellas and returning half-assed salutes. You would think he was Idi Amin. He can spend $100 million on a safari with an aircraft carrier, yet deny kids a White House visit. He can cut military paychecks by $225 a month and not pay reward money to a Pakistani doctor rotting in prison. He can save money by not declaring Fort Hood a combat jihad zone. workplace violence was the lie. 220 bullet holes by a jihadi, getting government pay still. His biggest enemy besides the USA is a cowboy clown wearing an Obama mask. That small paycheck was canceled. They fired that cowboy clown by the mighty thin-skinned man. If he was Johnny Appleseed, all the trees would have hammer and sickle leaves. Impeached, definitely. Why not slow him down? I don't think we'll ever impeach him, but we could slow him down. It's a little too long. We'll give you American Elvis. Americano. Here you go. Written by the Prophet himself, calling for the protection of Coptic Christians in Egypt because they favored him and they voted for him. And somebody has forgotten that it was his will that they not be harmed. I'm sure if some Islamic scholar and did some research, he could find that fatwa or that wish. Now, Obama and the press have flim-flammed us about Egypt. If it wasn't for the military, Egypt would be in shambles tonight. It is only the military that is protecting the people. So people of Egypt, rally around your military. They are acting in the nation's best interest. Stand with them and support their mission. Restore peace and block the jihadis. They will level Egypt to ashes to gain power. They will turn Cairo into Beirut. You will lose freedom. Only the military can restore peace. 22 million Egyptians can't be wrong. Don't trust the Obama regime and their stooges who lie like Persian rugs. They're in the practice of covering up their mistakes. They have no regard for your safety. The keys to freedom are in your hands. You are sitting on a national gold mine with zero unemployment. And don't let the jihadis turn your dream into a nightmare. As signed by Abu Tam, your best friend in America. Fia man Allah. And say a little prayer for the Coptic Christians. And never forget, it was the people of Egypt that protected Jesus when he was 2 years old, to save him from Herod, the abortionist, the first Democrat. Hang in there. We'll give you a tune. I'm going to cut it short, but I give it to you. It's a little Arabic. And it's by an Egyptian. Amro Dia. Two of our biggest weaknesses as a nation are, one, intelligence, and number two, our ability to negotiate. These are our two biggest Achilles heels. Our intelligence sucks. And there's too many people that are complacent with the results. An official, let's see what this says here. Syrian administration official says there's very little, a senior administration official says there is very little doubt that a chemical weapon was used by a Syrian regime against civilians in an incident, they call it an incident, it's a goddamn slaughter, that killed at least 100 people last week. They also tried to say it was staged. The only thing that gets staged is Obama's speeches. The official said Sunday that the U.S. intelligence community based its assessment given to the White House on the reported number of victims. Do you know when this war first started and people were going to the hospital after being shot and they were going into the emergency room? Do you know who was waiting in the emergency room to finish them off? Bashar al-Assad's thugs. Yeah, they stopped taking people to the emergency room because they weren't being triaged. They were being damaged. Unbelievable. These people are cruel. And they waste no time in dreaming up things of how to kill you, man. You have no idea. And we got a lot to learn. We got this, the only people that know what's going on in this country is the 1% that defends it. And they right now, I think their morale is probably lower than it's ever been. How would your morale be if you were fighting over in Afghanistan and your president, who just took a $100 million hegira, cut your paycheck by $225 a month, and text home and your wife says, "Honey, we had to put some stuff back on the grocery shelf this week." How would you feel fighting for your country? And then how would you feel if you were in the military and you were in Fort Hood, Texas, and 13 of your comrades got gunned down by an affirmative action Muslim, a holy Muslim, a deeply religious Muslim who signed all this paperwork, the soldier of Allah? How's that? He was a psychiatrist? So guys that had combat disorder went to him and laid down on his couch, and what did he say to them? My son, the best thing for you to do is kill yourself. And he got a promotion, and he's getting a paycheck. But the 13 that got gunned down and the 33 that got shot up, they're not even going to get a dinky Purple Hearts. They should go out and buy them and wear them. Yeah, and send one to the president with a big FU symbol on it. But anyway, having said that, Syria warned the United States against any military action over a suspected chemical weapons attack in its civil war, saying it would create a ball of fire that will inflame the Middle East as the Obama administration, it's moving naval forces closer to Syria. Oh boy. Oh boy, is this going to be big? Yeah, what a fart. What a fart in the breeze. Terrible, man. Terrible. You leave two guys to die because they might turn state's evidence against you. And the third guy that's shot up real bad and has been in the hospital, you move him around. You're playing musical hospitals so nobody can find them. And then you test them every day. Lie detector test them every day. To make sure he hasn't gotten to somebody. Yeah. And you change his name at every hospital you send him to. This is really great. Great America. Do you know that Putin couldn't dream up crap like this? It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. And the real Ronald Reagan reviewed in this movie, everybody's talking about Oprah's $29,000 pocketbook. And you know what the consensus of opinion is? It was a publicity stunt to hype the butler. And you know what I say? You know who killed America? The butler did it. Yeah, unbelievable. Claim your subway card and just let you get on the subway. And nobody will shoot you. Oh, man. Benghazi investigators are pulling out. Oh, no kidding. They didn't even pull in. They're pulling out already. Team involved in tracking Benghazi suspects pulling out. The Obama administration is demonstrating once again that it is the most deceitful and manipulative presidential administrations in our nation's history. No one is. Well, this is how the Soviets operate, man. He's going right according to the Soviet manifesto, to the 45 goals of the Communist Party, man. He's reached every one. Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. I hate that when they say three others. You know what's another cliche I hate? Blood and treasure. We can't sacrifice blood and treasure. How about we tie you to the front of a berm buster and give you a camera so you can take pictures of the guys that are shooting at you? Yeah, blood and treasure. What a bunch of crap. The only treasure is in the chest that you're robbing, Congressman, lining your pockets with sweetheart deals, selling out your constituents. You could care less about your constituents. Yeah, I seen one congressman from New Jersey. He looks like a flag burner. Oh, we have to go to Syria. We have to fight. Yeah, and I said, oh, you're looking out for America? Huh? No, he's not looking out for America. He's looking out for Israel. Yeah, because that's who votes for him, all his Jewish constituents. He wants to make points with his Jewish constituents. He don't want to go anywhere. And definitely he don't want to go for the United States. He's going for the votes. That's what he's going for. Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know what we're going to do, folks. The day's going to come when the fit is going to hit the shan, and we're all going to be up the fat lady's burqa. And you don't think so because it didn't come to your door. Well, one day it may come to your door. And I'm looking at six-year-old kids right now that in 12 years will be eligible for a draft to fight a superior army. And they may not have time to be trained. And never can happen. Happens all the time. Famous Christian minister whacks Obama. And now this top evangelist is not cowering in fear as he comes out to blast Barack. Barack the crap. Knock off the Barack. Yeah, I mean the crap. Knock off the crap. Let's see, this minister, I don't recognize this guy. His name is Ben Kinchlow, a well-known religious leader, political commentator, and star of the 700 Club. Kinchlow said it is simply not the government's job to meddle with economic equality. It's the Communist Party, man. And you know that the Ba'ath Party in Iraq is the same Ba'ath Party that's in Syria. You know that, right? So what does that mean, Daddy? That means that one hand washes the other, and Saddam sent his WMDs for protection to Syria so that they could have the Russians cover them up. It is really sad. Let me give you a tune. We'll give a treat to the Navy, being there one carrier short. We'll be right back. So, the little gibberish picked up in the conversation tonight, I thought I'd share it with you. Take it for what it's worth. Can't be verified. We were talking about Oprah Winfrey's $29,000 pocketbook. And somebody said that they knew somebody that was on a plane that Oprah Winfrey was on. And they, the person who told the story was sitting in, you know, regular class. And Oprah was sitting in first class. And Oprah had a stewardess that was attending her that was black. And Oprah made a request to have the black stewardess removed and replaced with a white stewardess. And then when the airlines accommodated her, they moved the black stewardess into the regular section, and they put a white stewardess in the Oprah section. And they said that Oprah dumped on the white stewardess and treated her like crap. So, you can't tell a book by its cover. Just ask Colin Powell, the Republican, the pride of the Republican Party. Yeah. And speaking of pride, here's Al Franken, Democrat from Minnesota. There's got to be something up there. The badgers must be biting those guys up in Minnesota because they send crazies. What's that guy's name? Jesse Ventura? He was wrestling people in the Senate. Unbelievable. They made him a governor. Unbelievable. And Al Franken, he's one of the big campaign contribution receivers. Hollywood sends him a lot of money. I think he has like a war chest of $20 million. And you know who has a war chest of about $19 million? John Kerry. And this is going to kill you. Do you know who his biggest contributor is? One of his biggest contributors is? Take a guess. Who do you think? If you said Heinz ketchup, you're wrong. It's Bain Capital. Mitt Romney's boys. Bain Capital. They send John Kerry money. And why would they do that? Unbelievable. Al Franken's got to go. He is a communist. He's a communist comedian. A lot of comedians are communists. John DeMonkey, the one that's named after the woman that played Cleopatra. What's his name? Oh, you know the one. Colbert. Claudette Colbert. Yeah. And Communist Central is Communist Comedy Central is all communist. You can't get on there unless you have like Irish heritage, and you will make fun of your mother, and you'll make fun of the Blessed Mother. You can be a comedian on Communist Central. And of course, John DeMonkey. I mean, he was the roommate of Anthony Weiner. So God only knows what went on there. Who pulls America's strings? Would you like to know? Charlie Daniels says, have you ever wondered why? Oh, Charlie Daniels wrote a book, Behold a Pale Horse. Speaking of a book, there's a book out coming out right now, and the author's name is Trevor Loudon. And I don't remember the name of the book, but if you look for Trevor Loudon, you'll find the book. And he pays a tribute on the front page of the book to Jimmy from Brooklyn, who has been a staunch anti-communist all his life. And Jimmy from Brooklyn believes that communism never failed. They just created the illusion of failure. And they rode out their misfortune and turned it into victory. While we think the world loves us. Yeah. Anyway, what do we got going here? Anything else to say? I think we're going to sign off. It's getting kind of late. Tomorrow's a big day. Who knows? Tomorrow we may be in World War III. Oh, that could never happen, Tom. It couldn't happen? No. Can you show me where the World Trade Center is on your Google Earth. Oh, yeah, I know where it is. It's a new building now. Oh, yeah, what happened to the old building? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I was watching baseball. Yeah, we're all in trouble, man. We're all in trouble. The kids are the ones that are in trouble the most because everybody, it seems like half the country hates kids. Look, they're killing 4,700 a day. What does that tell you? And we say the Chinese are barbarians because they only let one live. At least the Chinese are letting one live. Have a nice night. I'll see you.